As we gather on this Christmas Eve to worship, I'll ask that you take your bulletins. You'll find there our call to worship. I'm going to read the light lines and we'll read together that which is in the bold print, which comes from the Nicene Creed, which speaks to the Christ that was born, the Christ that we exalt, the Christ we celebrate this evening. Please note afterwards as well the first hymn and the special instructions that are there. My friends, joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing. This Christmas Eve, we light this white candle as a visible sign that Jesus Christ is at the center of our lives and at the heart of this church. And therefore we confess together, we believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of His Father before all worlds, God of gods, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, and for us and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. A child in lowly manger, who was yet King of kings and Lord of lords. A child who would live a sinless life, yet face your just wrath in our place upon a cross. Yet on the third day would be risen that we might have life in him. And so we gather this eve rejoicing in your great love for us, rejoicing in your Son, rejoicing in that work of your Spirit which opens our eyes and our hearts to Christ as our Savior and Lord. Lord God, how we pray that you would be present here with us, that you would be honored and blessed by the worship we bring. For we gather this eve in the precious name of our Lord and Savior. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
You may be seated. Beloved in Christ, at this Christmastide, we've gathered together to prepare ourselves for the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to hear again the wondrous message of the angels, in heart and in mind, to go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass. And with the shepherds and the wise men of every age to adore the child whose birth we celebrate this night. Therefore, let us read and mark in Holy Scripture the tale of the loving purposes of God from the first days of our disobedience unto the glorious redemption brought to us by this holy child. God declares in the Garden of Eden that the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden?'" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. But God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You shall not surely die, where God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired for making one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" And he said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten of the tree which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, The woman you gave me to be with me, she gave the fruit of the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent deceived me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you above all livestock and above all beasts of the field. On your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." The word of the Lord.
God promises to faithful Abraham that in his seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. And the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you And I will surely multiply your offspring as the stars in heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in your offspring all the nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. The word of the Lord. Let's stand now together, and we'll sing number 195, Joy to the World.
Seated. Christ's birth and kingdom are foretold by the prophet. And the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be deep as Sheol or high as heaven." But Ahaz said, "I will not ask, and I will not put the Lord to the test." And he said, "Hear then, O house of David, is it too little for you to weary men, that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them the light has shone. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Ask that you turn in the hymn book again to number 213. We'll sing, What Child Is This? Remain seated for this one, since you just sat down. 213, we'll sing the three stanzas.
The prophet foretells the glory of Bethlehem. But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler over Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. He shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure. For now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be their peace. The word of the Lord.
The angel Gabriel visits the Virgin Mary. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. The word of the Lord. We are going to stand this time as we sing number 201, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
The evangelist tells of the birth of Jesus. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration while Quirinius was the governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. The word of the Lord.
Shepherds go to the manger. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. The word of the Lord. Let's stand as we sing number 218, Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Be seated. The wise men are led by the star Jesus. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In a moment, our ushers are going to come forth to take our Christmas offering. As is our custom, our offering will go to the PCA's Ministerial Relief Fund. It's a fund that's set up to help retired pastors who have run out of funds and for their widows to help provide in their difficult days as well. So I'd encourage you, as we seek to give to the Lord, so we give to those who have ministered in His name, and He is honored. So I'll pray as our ushers come forward, and then I would encourage you, if you could, to give generously. Father God, we thank You for the great gift which You have given to us. You have given Your Son, Your only begotten Son, that we might be saved through Him. And so, Father, as we gather this night rejoicing, we would gather as well to worship through our giving. Father, bless what is given. We give not seeking to earn Your favor, not seeking to somehow twist Your arm to get what we want. But Lord, we give rejoicing in what You have freely given us in Christ. Father, bless now what is given. Use it for the building up of Your kingdom, for the glory and honor of Your Son. For it's in His name that we give. Amen. going to ask that you take your hymn books again. I think we'll let you remain seated again this time. We'll sing the three stanzas of number 230, Thou Who Wast Rich.
Matthew, Mark, and Luke tell us of the details of Mary and Joseph and mangers and wise men. But John the Apostle takes us back before the beginning, back into eternity past. And he unfolds for us the mystery of the incarnation. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness, to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about the light. The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word of the Lord. We're glad you came to join with us tonight. Invitation downstairs for some cookies and punch. Please, if you can, stay for a few minutes and talk with one another. Reminder to those of you who brought or donated flowers, the poinsettias, is to please, you're welcome to pick them up and take them home with you. But just if you donated one, don't, you know, help yourself to take one if you did not, please, because someone will be short. But seriously, we thank you for joining us, and for the choir and the musicians who've been here, and want to continue as we do with the lighting of candles. We're going to turn out the lights in a moment, but just a reminder, as the beginning of the scripture of creation starts with God calling light into being, so we can follow light all the way through the Bible. I'm not going to do that. We don't have that much time tonight. But light throughout the scripture reminds us of the coming of God. And it's no small irony that the wise men are guided by a Christmas star to find the Christ child, looking for the one who had been promised. You see, the birth of Jesus fulfilled all of the prophecies that had been made from ages past. And it is true, as John said, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. Jesus described himself as light. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And to those who follow him, he instructs, you are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. It is with that in mind that we will turn out the lights. You can do that, John. You have a candle. Parents, please watch small children with candles so that everyone leaves with their hair. But John and I will proceed down the center aisle and light the end candle and ask that you'd then turn and light those others in your row, one at a time. Best way to do that is for the lit candle to stay straight upright and the unlit candle to bend to get the flame. That way, again, the fire marshal's happy too. So please, as we do that, we're going to sing Silent Night. You can remain seated. As we sing, we'll have you stand up after everyone's candle is lit, and we will join now in the singing of Silent Night and the lighting of candles to remind ourselves that we too are lights in the world. and the coming of his Son long before the creation of the world, who sent him to take upon himself our flesh, to be like us, so that he could die in our place. To him be thanks, glory, and majesty now and forevermore. Amen. May you all have a very Merry Christmas.